Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Hello, everybody. I am back to talk more about Scripture Prescriptions Ministries. Sorry, All right, that's better. I'm talking more about prescription. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment. Sorry about that. Never a dull moment in a family with, we have 8 children. So my name is Aviva. I run the Fierce Audie blog. And about in 2019, I came across a cult that is ran by one autistic individual. And she claims to be talked to by God to help people. And the only thing she's helping with them with is relieving them of their own money. There was a podcast I did yesterday, but I have new information and I want to make sure that you all are alert and do not fall for this person. I don't want her swindling you out of your hard-earned money, even if it's not earned. Who cares if it's earned? But it doesn't belong to her and she shouldn't feel entitled to it. So I am going to go ahead and read to you some of it. So just a quick recap, it is run by someone named Rebecca Samuel, who she goes by Rebecca Josanne online. And she has a Facebook page. Her Facebook page, her website, and all that have changed since I exposed her originally. But my article was recently shown to another one of her victims, and I do have her in private chat in case I missed something, and I will be referring to that. So she is what she calls herself, a life coach. And what she says is she has credentials. She has been doing this since 2019. She took 2 college courses. CMHC 101, Foundations of Mental Health Coaching. Foundations, it's an introduction course. Just because you take a college course doesn't mean you're qualified. Mental health professionals go through so much training. They have to go through licensure, practicum, and things like that. And this was completed in August. That course was completed in June of this year. So that means she has been doing this without any training or education since 2019. And that is scary. Then she took a class called CMHC 201, Mental Health Coaching Skills. And that was just this past August. 2 college courses do not equal license, do not equal credentials. For example, I am a veterinary technologist. Even though I'm not working in the veterinary field, I am licensed. In my area, it is very hard to find a vet tech job. So I am supporting people who are disabled because I feel very strongly about it. I have an associate's and bachelor's degree. I had to take the VTNE, and I have to take the VTNE in my new state. So if I only took 2 courses, I would barely know animal anatomy and what blood looks like. And if you don't know what vet techs do, you do blood, you do x-rays, you do everything that the doctor doesn't do. Okay. Only reason I'm bringing that up, she's using her two courses from an online university. No slight to online colleges, because I took my classes online through a state school to get my vet tech degree. But two courses, only one semester each, does not make you qualified for anything. And that is how she steps over the line of quackery. She claims to be qualified, but this is her education she puts on her own website. Two classes do not make you qualified for anything. This is why they have degree programs. This is why people are screened before they're in professions like this. And the only way she can do this is say she's a life coach. Actual life coaches go through a plethora of degree of classes, and they have to go to licensing. But most of the life coaches you see out there have no qualifications, and they can mess with people's lives, and most of the time they are out for money. And that brings me to my next point. It brings me to my next point. She offers three different types of coaching, and they are very high priced. Thank you, bud. The last victim I talked to, she had to pay $200 per session, and the prices have gone up at least double since then, and it was pretty recent. So the type of coaching she does, the first one is called Solutions to Freedom and Purpose. If you want to read along, I did link the blog post that I am getting all this information from. So it says, Practical Solutions to Freedom and Purpose, 2 30-minute individual high impact sessions a month. And this is $400 each month. I don't know what autistic can spare $400 just to talk to somebody who will just step over boundaries like they don't exist. So let me read what she has said about it. Classic identity recovery one-on-one coaching program. Many of us are stuck in patterns, behaviors, and habits that hold us back from succeeding in life. Some of us may feel we are called to something greater, but have no idea where to begin. In identity recovery, we explore the roots of your paralyzation and loss of identity along the way. We push past that mental, emotional, and spiritual blocks through tools, exercises, and other resources in one-on-one sessions to recover the identity meant for you through Jesus Christ and help you reconnect with community and relationships from isolation. There is much work to be done. Click below to apply or sign up to sponsor someone to their success and healing. But yes, all of her coaching, she offers for people to sponsor them. But I don't know any autistic that has that much money just laying around, just, oh, I don't need this. Here you go. So she charges $400 for one-on-one coaching sessions. This is for two of them over the course of a month. This is really exploitation because most autistics I know, at least in the United States, get either disability or SSI. SSI at the most, because I have four children on it, only pays about $900 a month. So she is trying to take half of the money that these people need to survive, and it's barely enough to do anything because there are small one-bedroom apartments that are over $1,000 a month, and it's amazing people are able to survive, but she wants to take their money. This money people use to eat, to live, and if they lose this, they can become homeless. Next, parenting to peace. She doesn't have any children, has no experience in child psychology, child development, or anything of the like. She has never taken care of children. Like, I have a friend who is in the UK who has taken care of their brothers and sisters like they are a parent. So we talk about parenting things, even though they have no biological children of their own. And my kids call them their taddy because they are non-binary, like an aunt or uncle, and that's just what they call them. I even have my oldest competing to be their favorite, which is pretty funny. And yeah. But this is a parenting course or a parenting coaching sessions that are by someone who has never had children. So Parenting to Peace, 2 30-minute high-impact sessions a month. So this is what she says. Parenting pointers. Kids can be a joy, but also exhausting. You need special approaches to the various personalities and psychologies. With extensive background in training and working with children of several ages, I studied different types and realized over the years that children need certain developmentally appropriate skills and strategies to grow up and develop properly. That is ableist as hell. Let's just put it this way. Potato, she is my almost 3-year-old. She is my niece that we are in the process of adopting because adoption, especially through family, is a long process. She understands everything. She can turn on her own cartoons with our Roku remote when we're sleeping. I kid you not. I have seen her turn on Gabby's Dollhouse by herself, and I wouldn't believe it unless I seen it for myself. She puts things away when we have groceries delivered, and she'll throw a fit. She will not be happy if she doesn't get to do it. So we let her put the soda cans away in the fridge. And if we don't leave it on the floor for her to put it away, she does get upset. But who's to say is one person's development is wrong? I didn't start speaking until I was 5 years old. I had to learn sign in secret because my parents were very oralist and very ableist. Potato, for example, I don't use my kids' real names to protect their identity, and they are people. They deserve privacy. Anyway, she is trying to say what development is right and what is wrong. And we all know in the autistic community, nobody develops the same way. I didn't learn how to do laundry until I was in college. My college roommate showed me how to do it. My husband taught me how to cook. As far as that goes, apparently I was developing wrong and I should not have been able to graduate with a Regents diploma. If you're not from New York, a Regents diploma is sort of like an advanced regular high school diploma, but I had to work extra hard in order to be able to do it because of my disabilities. I wanted to prove everyone wrong that I was capable of this. And that was really the only thing my mother did right, was really push me academically. I digress, as usual. As she also says, I can help you understand your child in a fresh way while also having your child involved in the coaching process. With my creative strategies and solutions to the problems you may be facing, there is hope without pulling your hair out or screaming at the top of your lungs, I promise. She also coaches parents when she says she has experience, but she doesn't really show what the experience is and doesn't say what it is. So these one-on-one coaching sessions for 1 month is $800 per month to be told how to parent by someone who has not been around kids. Then we have the last type is called Revitalize Your Marriage. Revitalize Your Marriage, 2 30-minute high-impact sessions a month. So she says, a marriage lifeline, excerpt from her website. Are you feeling like your marriage could use some TLC and maybe even a life raft? Marriages can be messy and challenging, especially if you found your spouse to be different than you originally thought. We believe you can overcome what a marriage brings with some revitalization and invigorating strategies. Give your marriage a boost of love and servant-heartedness, heartedness with targeted, unique to you coaching designed to bring you and your sweetheart closer together despite the trauma that may lurk in the background. I use fresh creative ways to resolve conflict, work through differences, and learn teamwork through mutual goals. Must have two willing partners to maximize success. And you guess that this one's $800 a month too. She's in her second marriage. The first marriage, I guess she was doing things her partner didn't really believe. I'm not going to get into it. That's secondhand information. I don't know what's true or not. This is just what my informant was told. Okay. So we have that. So I also have, I know I read out the conversation between Rebecca and my informant, and now she sent me, hi kitty cat, hi Finn Finn, I have the agreement that was put between her and Rebecca. So let me read that to you. That again is still on the blog. I still have yet to put in anchor links to make things easier to go by section, but I wanted to get all the information out there first. So she has the agreement on jot form, which is it's a very common one. So, policy and terms of service. The coaching agreement between Rebecca Josann, trauma and identity coach, and blank, the clients. Services and expectations. Please initial below these are agreements and understandings surrounding these services. I am aware and understand that my coach is not a licensed counselor, therapist, psychologist, or a psychiatrist. She may hold accreditations or certification at any point. My coach uses spiritual and tangible gifts God has given her for his people with her time and energy. Any counseling, advice, tools, or media during coaching is provided through personal education, experience, and study. Note, if I wish to see a licensed medical provider along with these services and use medications is not discouraged. My coach works alongside medical professionals for care. The services to be provided by my coach are through face-to-face Zoom Messenger coaching as agreed jointly. There may also be other apps and tools of communication used, including those designed to protect information. I understand that coaching is a comprehensive process that may involve all areas of my life. Coaching may address specific personal projects, business successes, or general conditions. Mental and physical health support, relationships, trauma, addictions, lifestyle, identity, spiritual faith support, discipleship, and may also include finances, work, recreation, and education. All coaching is from a biblically sound foundation. I understand that coaching is a professional client relationship. It can include value clarification, brainstorming, identifying plans of action, examining modes of operating in life, asking clarifying questions, and making empowering requests or suggestions for action. Through the working relationship, my coach will engage in a direct and personal conversation. This relationship with my coach is designed to facilitate the creation, development of personal goals, and to develop and carry out a strategy plan for achieving these goals. I understand that successful coaching requires a co-active, collaborative approach between me and my coach. In the coaching relationship, my coach plays a role of a facilitator of change, but it is my responsibility as the client to enact and bring about the change. I understand and agree I am fully responsible for my physical, mental, and emotional well-being during my coaching calls, including my choices and decision. I acknowledge that deciding how to handle the issues involved in my coaching experience, incorporating coaching into those areas, and implementing my choices is exclusively my responsibility. I understand that coaching does not involve the diagnosis or treatment of mental disorders, and as defined by American Psychiatric Association, I understand that coaching is not a substitute for counseling, psychotherapy, psychoanalysis, mental health care, substance abuse trauma, professional advice by legal, medical, financial, business, spiritual, or other qualified professionals, and I will not use it in place of any form of diagnosis, treatment, or therapy if it is needed. I understand that all decisions in the areas are exclusively mine and acknowledge that my decisions and my actions regarding them are my sole responsibility. Prior history. I agree to disclose details of the past or present psychological or psychiatric treatment. In entering into these coaching relationship and signing the agreement, I agree that if any mental health difficulties arise during the course of the relationship, I will notify my coach immediately so we can discuss with appropriate steps of any additional referrals are needed. See, she pushed this person so far where it was affecting her mental health, and she, the coach was not respecting her boundaries. She has broken this agreement many times. And I there's more. Privacy and confidentiality. I can at any point in the coaching session declare my preference not to discuss a specific issue by simply stating I would rather not discuss this issue. My coach agrees to respect this boundary and will not attempt to forward the conversation further along those lines. I can bring it back up at any time I feel comfortable. All information about this coach-client relationship will remain strictly confidential, except in a rare circumstance where decreed by law, for example, where the court might issue a subpoena for the file information. Any coaching is subject to confidentiality, and I agree not to share anything with the coaching practice outside of the coaching sessions. This can include screenshots of the conversation materials, etc. See, she contacted her all the time and violated this as well. If I wish for my coach to speak to someone outside of her interactions, then I need to give my coach written permission, original letter, or email to do so. Exceptions to confidentiality, of course, relate to circumstances such as intent to seriously harm someone, child abuse, etc., or anything that would fall under the law. Otherwise, all information is confidential. I understand that in some situations, it is important to be aware of the use of technology. There could be a risk in using certain media such as the internet, mobile phones, cordless phones. If you use those to communicate with me, then I will assume that it is appropriate to continue to do so in my interactions with you. I understand that certain topics may be anonymously and hypothetically shared with other coaching professionals for training or consultation purposes. I understand that sessions may be recorded for accountability and note-taking purposes. They will not be shared with anyone outside our client-coach relationship. I grant permission to use my photos, graphics, and all form of media for marketing, promotional literature, educational, and social media purposes unless agreed otherwise. I do not grant permission for my photos, graphics, and all form of media. Okay, so they did. Okay, there are two options. I do not grant permission to use my photos, graphics, and all forms of media marketing, promotional literature, educational, and social media purpose unless agreed otherwise. So she had her initial both places, which is a little weird. I would do one or the other. Payments and refunds. Invoicing and payment will be due upon upfront once a month unless otherwise arranged. If you are sponsored, your sponsor may pay monthly for you to receive services unless otherwise arranged and provided 60 days notice of dropping sponsorship. Dropping sponsorship means an interruption of the care of the sponsee. I am actively seeking sponsorships, but this can be challenging, so care can only continue as long as there is a sponsor to you or switch to self-pay. Fees. The current fee is $200 per month for 2 30-minute sessions per person per pro plus processing fees. This process is subject to change at any time and may contain additional processing fees. If pricing changes, your coach will notify you with a 30-day notice, and additional appointments can be scheduled as needed. All fees are paid in full month to month unless arranged otherwise on a case-by-case basis. Coaching will be ongoing and as needed as desired until the contract is amended with updated conditions. Your coach de deals fairly with integrity. If a service is not satisfactory, I agree to communicate towards resolution respectfully. I understand my coach does not give refunds as my coaching is based on services delivered, not the outcome. I am aware that I can choose to discontinue coaching at any time. I do not hold my coach responsible for outcomes inside the coaching or outside of with family, friends, life situation, etc., knowing that success can be defined in multiple ways and be relative to each person. The progress being made, I am aware coaching may lead me to make tough decisions, put in work and effort to move forward, and I may be intense at times. I understand that it is necessary for my desired outcomes. If I believe the coaching is not working as desired, I will communicate my needs and understand that services are being delivered according to what my coach has designed in her program, along anything additional we will discuss. Cancellation, no-shows, and termination. If you need to reschedule an appointment, please provide at least 48 hours notice. Most doctor's office only require 24 hours, but okay. These fees will be paid in advance before the appointment. If you are a no-show without notification with 24 hours, you will be charged $50 cancellation fee as this inconvenience and disrupts schedules of other appointments. Wow, you are not a doctor, but thank you. Coaching under terms and aforementioned agreements will continue as needed. Only under extenuating circumstances, our coach agreement may be postponed with a 30 days notice. This can be due to financial strain, determination of readiness, life circumstances change, etc. If we have to switch to sponsorship and one is available, that is an option available to you. Your signature on this agreement indicates full understanding of this agreement with information outlined above. So, she's beginning to make herself look like a doctor's office. If that's not quackery, I don't know what is. Only reason I do this is because I don't want other people, and this victim doesn't want other people to be victimized by this person. So after I updated my blog and I did my little podcast yesterday, she put up a post and my informant sent it to me. What she said was, "My heart hurts so bad right now. I just came across the most disturbing thing and I am debating whether to bring what is hidden from me in the darkness into the light for you all to see what this group is doing, because there is very evil secular autistic group out there preying on Christian autistics and other autistics who blindly trust whatever is told to them. But some of them may be amongst us, wolves among sheep. I pray God is for showing me something wasn't right to be on the alert. I never would have known. The Holy Spirit was nudging me tonight, and I am in a heavy spiritual war for everything in my life. But he keeps telling me to not be afraid, especially of man who is nothing but withering grass compared to the power he has. There must have been a while now cooking up autistics trying to tear this God-given ministry and coaching. And it makes me want to quit so badly for the sake of my own safety, but I know what God said to me, and I can't let this animosity tear down his work and let the devil win. I have never seen such spiritual warfare around a ministry before in my life, and I'm trusting in radical faith God has this under control. He already knows how much it would be to come up against this. Some evil people in the autistic community are spreading gossip, slander, false accusation, lies, defamation in my name and the name of Scriptures Prescriptions Ministries, creating damage and destruction. Now they are coming after my coaching practice and either sending planted clients or gaining trust of my clients in scenes to keep twisting the truth and form an ongoing false narrative. One of these is a former client that makes me sick and extremely said that they would side with an enemy to take down SPM. They are getting away with this behavior and leading many autistics away from Jesus. They are keeping autistics outside the box, inside a box to be controlled. I'm praying whether to publicly release what I found out because it's horrible and they are doing this to others too. If I expose what I'm praying about to publicly release what I found out because of this horrible and they are doing this to others too. If I expose what evils are hidden in the dark operating behind scenes, it takes powers away from their impact. I feel Satan all over this. All right. So I do need to address this. Not all autistics are Christian. I'm here to protect. I don't seek people out. People come to me. My life is way too busy. Even though I am between jobs, I have 8 children, I deal with the quackery, I help put the Grennans in prison. I don't have time to seek people out. She is not my main priority. But when people come to me asking for help, I'm going to help them. Do not fall for what she is doing. She is not credentialed like she says she is. She is preying on people, swindling people out of their money. And I don't want to see the autistic community, I don't want to see them victimized any further. This hurts me deep in my heart. And that's really what it is. Don't fall for what she's, don't buy what she's selling you. You are, if you want to be, if you want advice about parenting, follow autistic parents like me or anybody else. We offer the advice for free. We're not charging you most of what you get each month from disability. Ask me questions. You know I'm an open book. Reach out to me and I will answer whatever question. I do put blogs out about what works for my kids. I do not give my kids names. I will never do that. It makes me sick and sad that this person is still preying on people since 2019 and is still going. I don't seek her out. Non-Christian does not mean secular. I am Jewish. My DNA says I'm Jewish. I share a lot of my culture with you all. This whole thing just makes me sick. It really does. My unicorn is not happy. See? He's very upset. He does not like it when people are taken advantage of. But he is happy that some people are starting to see the light. You don't need someone to tell you who you are and how your marriage should be. I have been married for 18 years. I have been with my partner for about 20. No. 24 years. Okay? I will never charge someone for advice. No one is an expert on everyone's marriage. What works for us doesn't work for some. I mean, we pick on each other all the time. Like, there's a joke that we're going to be posting on TikTok later today just because it's funny. And I am not the same person that he met when I was 19. I'm not. I discovered that I'm queer, that I'm non-binary. He was with me through every step of the way with trying to find out why I couldn't hold on to a pregnancy. Why? And come to find out, I have polycystic ovaries and found out I am intersex. For a long time, I did not know it was a variation of being intersex, but now I know and I fully embrace it. And you know what happened? And I came out as non-binary and bi and all of that. You know what he does? He is a straight man who hangs up my pride flag for me in front of the house. When we lived in Florida, I could not reach the base of the roof where, you know, like where the wood is at the base of the roof. And he hung it up for me. If your partner truly loves you and you are changing for the better, they will accept that change. Like, he married me. I was much more overweight than I am now, right? I am losing weight because of the medication I was put on. I finally took control of my own health. Is he sad that I'm losing weight? No. He said, just do whatever makes you happy. And that's exactly what your partner should do. For example, let me go get him. And I'll finish with the joke here. Let me go get him. my desk.
Oh, we have this right here. Are you okay sitting on the one with no back?
All right. So, we have Nick, and I went over all of that. Nick, come here. Don't be afraid. I don't care. You're Italian. You've got poofy hair. You've got poodle hair. Get over it. Okay. So, this is Nick, the one who's been so accepting. He put up the pride flag for me in Florida, because otherwise I would have fallen and hurt myself, right? And in New York, I was able to use X as gender. So we were discussing this. What did you say?
I had said,
That's okay. Take your time.
I think it was under gender. Under gender, with the abbreviation, it says gen, G-E-N. And then under the gender box, it says, or on the license itself, it says X. So I go, okay, so I guess we identify as Gen X.
And what's funny about it, we are the youngest of Gen X, 81 and 80. So I was laughing hard about that. That was made after I got my new license. Everyone we told this to, including our new in-laws, Jinx was laughing so hard, and that was quite liberating after moving to New York from Florida. But I guess my overall point is, you don't need a coach to tell you how to run your marriage. You don't need a coach to tell you that you how to parent your kids. Beginning of this, my second youngest came in, gave me two things that came in the mail, and left. He is actually.
You want to actually
Nick's
see
a little brother.
You want to see a sarcastic thing about licensing and stuff that you're required to do?
What's that?
Watch that old episode of Dinosaurs, the one with the.
Oh
parody.
My goodness, yes. Who remembers Dinosaurs? All right, so as we know, we're all neurodivergent and we go on a million tangents. And I think I have talked your ears off enough. Please stay safe out there. If you see anything like this, please come to me. I'm not afraid to speak out on it. And this type of thing is obscene and should never be done to people, especially people of our community. They are preying on our neurodivergent siblings. And when they are in a desperate state, this is what happens. People get taken advantage of. People have their money taken. I mean, no one has that much money. Princey. Oh, sorry, that was my kitty. You want to say hi or not? Okay, bye, Prince. Mr. Floofy. Oh, this is Finn. Finn doesn't like it when people take advantage of our neurodivergent friends. And as I was talking about it, I was writing the blog. Nick was playing Sea of Thieves because I had technical difficulties with the surge bar. It was really making me angry, so I stopped playing. So I worked on this. Yeah, it's updated. We'll play later.
I can do that.
The look on his face of disbelief. And he grew up with... How many different religions did your father try before he decided to leave you and your mom and your siblings? Jehovah's Witnesses, his mother went to Catholic school. Very mother was 100% Italian. She's the mom I never had. And this one, being the neurodivergent person he is, he hid his G.I. Joes under the floorboard so they wouldn't burn them. Do you still have those G.I. Joes? The ones that you hid from being burned?
Actually, some of them, that they're in the pieces box.
Oh, that we got to put back together? Well, that's why we put them in the box so they can be put back together. All right, guys, stay safe out there. Do not, if anything seems fishy, feel free to message me. I am not working the 18 hours anymore, even after I start. When I start training on the 9th, they are putting me up in a hotel, so I will have some time to myself. I will be bringing my Mac. Possibly my gaming PC, depending on how much time between I get out of training and work the next day, because I do want to play Sea of Thieves with my kids. Even when I was pe overnight pet sitting, I always, that's why I have the gaming PC, so I was able to play with my kids. All right, stay safe out there and stay loud and proud, however that looks to you.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.